Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Such a great honor to have you with us. What a great weekend. Independence Day. And by the way, today, ladies and gentlemen, the fifth anniversary of the Todd Starnes radio program. So we are celebrating a big anniversary here on the National Radio Show. 5 years ago today that we launched this program, border to border, coast to coast, across the Fruited Plain, and going up against what people thought were insurmountable odds. But the great news is that this radio show continues to grow. We are adding more stations, and folks, it's an exciting time to be a part of this program. And so we want to say thank you, because without you listening to this show, without you supporting our great patriotic advertisers, we wouldn't be here. So God bless you all, and thank you. And we're really looking forward to the next 5 years as we just continue to have a great conversation Monday through Friday, noon to 3 Eastern. So a lot of stuff happened over the weekend, and I want to get to the shooting in Highland Park in just a moment. But I want to address a survey that came out. I know Tim Van Horn, the morning show host at KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee, our flagship station. Tim Van Horn talked about this on the show on Friday, a survey that was released from Fox News, and they were asking people whether or not they were proud to be an American. Were they proud of the nation? And their findings shocked a lot of people. As a matter of fact, I shared these statistics during a message I delivered Sunday at Lighthouse Baptist Church right outside of Mobile, Alabama. I had a great time, by the way, and met a lot of our great listeners from WPMO. 39% of Americans say they are proud of their country. That's it, just 39%. That's down from 51% in 2017. Now, a lot of people are very surprised by this. I'm not all that surprised. And a lady came up to me after my remarks because I explained why I was not surprised. And she very kindly but gently said I was wrong. I was off my rocker on the reason why I believe fewer Americans are proud of their country. As a matter of fact, an overwhelming number of Americans are not proud of their nation. They're not proud to be Americans. And I believe the reason why is because of our nation's public education system. Now, I know there are a lot of good patriots that work in public schools, but by and large, the public education system has been overrun by the Marxist. They've been overrun by the communist. They've been overrun by the godless heathen socialist. And that's why I believe these numbers are pretty accurate, and I suspect are only going to get worse. I mean, we've been teaching our kids for how long now? At least, 15, 20 years to hate America. I mean, right after the September 11th terrorist attacks, you had people actually trying to blame Americans and not the Muslim radicals who flew the jetliners into the buildings. But how many years, and I will mention a phrase that many people may have forgotten, Common Core. For decades, Common Core has been used to convince our kids that our founding fathers were just very bad people, that our founding documents were tainted by slavery, therefore they are illegitimate. You've got the culture jihadists over the past 5 or 6 years that have been actively burning down our statues, burning down our paintings, tearing down anything that has any sort of connection to slavery. Anything to do with this idea, this concept that we're the most exceptional nation on the planet, they just completely dismiss. And it's going to take years to undo the damage, if the damage can be undone. But this lady came up to me Sunday and said, well, it's not the schools, it's the parents that you ought to be going after. Well, I'm okay with that. Yes, I do believe that mom and dad have been derelict in their responsibilities for teaching the next generation about what it means to be an American. Ronald Reagan said as much when he said American exceptionalism. It doesn't start in Washington. It starts around the dinner table, or the supper table, if you will. So I hope the damage can be undone, but there are going to be a lot of people that are going to have a come to Jesus minute and sit down and understand, wow, we've got to fix this. So over the weekend, you've got all these folks out there that are bashing America, telling people not to celebrate the 4th of July. Did you listen to any of these people? We celebrated. Oh, it was a great celebration in the Stearns household. We had a commissary barbecue, the commissary, the smoked sausage. We had the smoked chicken and the baked beans and the potato salad and the banana pudding. That's right. I said pudding. It was a pretty fun celebration. Watch the fireworks in Germantown, Tennessee. Bombs bursting in air. It was very pleasant. Did you celebrate, or did you follow the advice of Katy Perry and Bette Midler and Jessica Chastain and hate on America? Can you believe that much hate? That's not good for the health. It's really not good for the health. One of our listeners in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, WSJS, our great affiliate there, sent me a photograph, a screenshot of one of the local cafes in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Are there a lot of woke people in your city? I'm shocked. There's a place called Cranky's Cafe, and they announced they would be closed on July 4th, and we've got this screenshot up on our website. You can see it for yourself. They said they're going to be closed on July 4th, but not to celebrate our independence. All right, what's wrong with you people over at Cranky's Cafe? A little cranky? Is that it? A little cranky? And they're not the only ones. The entire city of Orlando, the city government put out a statement. I got to read this to you. This is bizarre. The city says a lot of people probably don't want to celebrate our nation right now. We can't blame them. When there is so much division, hate, and unrest, why on earth would you want to have a party celebrating any of it? Because you're free, morons. Let me continue. But in all seriousness, you know in your heart, 4th of July fireworks are amazing, especially when you're standing in 90-degree heat, 100% humidity, next to 100,000 of your closest friends. What's wrong with these people? See, they're miserable. Again, not good for the health. In that moment, something takes over, and we all become united in an inexplicable bond. Yes, America is in strife right now, but you know what? We already bought the fireworks. That was from the city of Orlando. They apologized after people called them out on it. Top Chef host Padma Lashkmi, she's all upset because of the abortion stuff. So apparently it's all over abortion and the Second Amendment, and that's why these people are hating on America right now. And then we have Cranky's Cafe. Get your crankies fixed this weekend because we will be closed Monday the 4th for Mental Health Monday. Definitely not closed to celebrate 4th of July or our independence. Cranky's Cafe in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You know what? We want you. There may have been a business in your community that did the same thing, and I want you to let us know about it. You can reach out to us on social media, and we're going to make them famous. They want to hate on America. We're more than happy to spread that message for you so you will know where to go to get your biscuit and sausage. And I have to imagine God-fearing, patriotic folks in the triad are not going to be going to Cranky's Cafe. But I find this interesting. I really do. I find it fascinating. All these people, Bette Midler, Katy Perry, the whatnot, all these people. Oh, what is it? Grace Baker, you're the basketball fan. The WNBA star, what is her name? She got busted by the Russians.
Brittany Griner.
She's been, in jail for, since February?
Yeah, since right before, February.
Now, let me just say, I hate it. I mean, I don't think any, she's an American, and we've got to take care of Americans, and Biden ought not to let the Russians treat our people like
no.
that. No. Period. That's just it. But it's important for people to understand the backdrop here. And Brittany Griner is one of the ones who led the national protest against the national anthem. And she's the one who said, I'm not going out there on the basketball court. I'm going to stay in the locker room because I hate America.
Wow, so brave.
And so she did. So then I guess she likes to vape. And she had the vape and the hash. It's a vape cartridge.
It's not very good for your health either.
No, it's not good for your
health. Especially for an athlete.
You're running up and down the court and you're getting winded. You got to take a hit every time you come back to the bench. The hashish oil is what it was. And so they arrested her. And she's been in jail awaiting trial. And look, of course, it's all political. You got Biden out there who's basically waging a de facto war, a proxy war against the Russians in Ukraine. You think Putin's going to do him any favors? So anyway, Brittany Griner, who hates America and made herself famous for hating America, she's writing a letter to President Biden on the 4th of July. And I want to read this to you. She says, as I sit here in a Russian prison, alone with my thoughts and without the protection of my wife, yes, she's a lesbian, without the protection of my wife, my family, my friends, my Olympic jersey, or any accomplishments, I'm terrified I might be here forever. Well, you're right to be terrified, lady. She goes on the 4th of July, our family normally honors the service of those who fought for our freedom, including my father, a Vietnam War veteran. We salute his service. I'm sure he must be very ashamed of the way you've been behaving, ma'am. Quote, it hurts thinking about how I usually celebrate this day because freedom means something completely different to me this year. Now, again, I think this is all the great irony because here's a woman who hates America, and now she's begging the country she hates to rescue her from the grip of the Russians. And she's right to be concerned. By the way, you maybe ought to do some homework. If you're going to visit a country, you make sure you know the laws of the land. Ignorance is not an excuse. So here's the deal. I hope Biden is able to get her out of there. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. I really would not. It's got to be horrible. But here's my take on this. If Biden is going to secure her release, he needs to have a few conditions attached. And here's the one I'm concerned about. I think the president says, you know what, Ms. Briner, we're happy to help you out, but here's the deal. When you step foot on American soil at Dover Air Force, wherever, whatever Air Force base she flies back into, we're going to have the Marine Corps band standing on the tarmac. And when your butt comes off of that airplane, you're going to bend down on bended knee. You're going to kiss God's great American soil. Then you're going to stand up, hand over heart, and you're going to sing the national anthem. And if she does that, welcome back to America. Go dribble your ball. That's what I say. So again, all of these people, they hate America. That's all they use their platforms. We hate this country. They're so cruel to women, especially women who don't want to have babies. They're cruel. Yeah. Well, you know what, folks? Millions of people come into this country every year. Most of them have been illegal. They want to come here because they want to live the American dream. They want to claim the American dream. So you know what? If Hollywood, you folks, hate America, I say this, don't let the door hit you or the good Lord split you. Delta is ready when you are. And I'm sure Beth and Katie and Jessica and Padma will be more than happy wearing a burqa in Saudi Arabia cooking whatever falafels in the kitchen. All right, we got to take a break here. We're going to open up the phones. Are you proud to be an American? Are you buying into this garbage coming out of Hollywood and the mainstream media and the Democrat Party? 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. America's birthday is right around the corner, so now's the time to show her some love. A great way to do that is by joining AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Membership to AMAC affords you benefits like travel and cell phone discounts, plus special insurance programs. And what's more, it's patriotic, because your membership supports causes that help preserve liberty. AMAC's Action Advocacy Team fights every day on Capitol Hill, representing the concerns of true patriots. We have to work together to keep our beloved America. And by joining AMAC, you'll join forces with over 2.3 million other freedom-loving AMAC members and help save America for your children and grandchildren. Go to amac.us/starns to join today. For only $16 a year, you can receive countless benefits and show your love for America. Go to amac.us/starns to become an AMAC member today. That's amac.us/starns. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. By the way, did you guys hear about Biden yesterday? This is insane. The poor guy, they forgot to put something in his banana pudding, and the meds were off. He was mumbling, rambling all over the place. And Jill, you got to listen closely here. Jill Biden, she's telling her husband what to say at the end of his remarks. Take a listen.
Thanks.
God bless America.
Okay. And
God bless America. Thank you.
And God protect our troops. Thank you.
She was trying to, she said it a couple of times. You could hear the second time she said it. The first, it was just, honey, say God bless America. Say God bless America, you moron! And then he said it. No, he didn't say it. He handed her the microphone. And she had to say it. Because he didn't know what was going on. It's very sad. But, we're looking at senior abuse. I mean, that's elder abuse right there in front of our very eyes. It's very unfortunate. And then did you see he grabbed her from behind in a very inappropriate manner and was like sniffing her hair? We've got those photographs up on the website as well. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Brian is listening to us in Mississippi. KWAM, our great affiliate in those parts. Hey, Brian, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, thanks for taking my call. Little different conversation, I guess. I don't hear a lot of people talking about 24 as far as, you know, who's going to run. Whatever. I was going to see if you could shine up your crystal ball. What do you think? Do you think it's DeSantis on his own ticket, Trump on his own ticket, or could we see both of them together on the same ticket?
There's a little blood in the water right now, Brian, and that's why you're starting to see these Republicans pop up in Iowa. Nikki Haley has been out there on the campaign trail. So has Mike Pence. Mike Pence, for the past year, Brian, has actually set up shop in South Carolina. So that tells me something may be up there. Also hearing rumblings that Mike Pompeo could jump into the race. And believe it or not, Liz Cheney refused to commit one way or the other when she was asked about it over the weekend. So we'll have to see how that goes. I mean, she's not even going to be reelected to Congress. So the question I have, and your question is about DeSantis. I don't think DeSantis does anything. I think he stays put right now. He's got a great thing going for him. He's doing a terrific job in the state house in Tallahassee. And I think the longer he does that job, the more he looks like the candidate in the post-Trump era. If, in fact, 2024 Trump runs. Now, if Trump doesn't run, I think DeSantis is the front runner. And the polling data actually backs that up.
Yeah, it was interesting. I saw a little bit of national polling ads. Even in our area, for DeSantis, that's what kind of made me think to ask the question or whatever. If he's running those ads, they must be trying to think, you know, if he needs to run or not, I would think.
Could be. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, with, again, checking the water, checking the temperature to see if, you know, is there interest within the electorate? And I think there is, but right now it's Trump's if he wants it. And I don't think DeSantis is going to upset that apple cart. Now, Brian, another.
I think you're right. Yeah.
And Brian, another name that came up over the weekend, and this is a bizarre, Glenn Youngkin, the newly elected governor who's never held office. Glenn Youngkin is now being talked about as a possible presidential candidate. You know what? Why don't you try governing for a few years, and we'll get back to you on that. Brian, great question. Thanks for the call. Lines open, ladies and gentlemen, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why? It's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes. No doubt a terrible, terrible tragedy yesterday in Highland Park, Illinois. By the way, we have dozens of videos that our staff compiled and accumulated on our website. So if you head over to toddstearns.com, you can see the videos of the shooting as it happened. And we understand that the gunman is a 22-year-old. And surprise, surprise, according to the police, they say that Robert Cremo was known to police. Now, they don't tell us the context of that. They do not explain how they knew this person. But isn't it interesting that in all of the recent mass shootings that the individual has been known to law enforcement? By the way, they scrubbed the guy's social media platform, but before they did that, a lot of enterprising journalists were able to hop onto those pages. And this guy was messed up. I mean, he was threatening to do all sorts of things on his social media platforms. And look, I don't want to tell YouTube, don't want to tell Facebook, don't want to tell Twitter how to do their job, but maybe they ought to stop cracking down on law-abiding patriotic conservatives, and maybe they ought to start paying attention to these deviants and these terrorists that are using social media platforms to tell everybody what they're doing. It just seems to me. But that's not how this is going to play out. And it does make me wonder, especially over the past 10 years or so, it makes me wonder what the deep state is really up to. What is it that our federal law enforcement agencies are up to? Are they out there trying to foment this sort of violence on social media? Is that what they're doing? Are they trying to cause these mass shootings? Is that what the deep state within the FBI is doing? I mean, we saw this play out in Michigan with the attempted kidnapping of the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. But as the story unfolded and really collapsed, we came to find out that it was, in fact, the FBI that came up with the idea to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, and then it was the FBI that organized the entire campaign. So what exactly does it mean that these individuals were known to law enforcement? In other words, are FBI agents hoping to create these little monsters? Is that what they're trying to do? Because there's a big difference than infiltrating some sort of a terrorist organization than actually creating the terrorist organization. That's all I'm trying to say here. Here's the mayor of Highland Park saying we got to be focused on banning the guns. That's the problem. We got to ban the guns.
What's your recollection of him?
I think it's important to note, my recollection of him was as a sweet little boy. You know, I'm sorry that we're glorifying what he put on social media. I don't want to encourage other people to think that this is a way to, you know, lead into this kind of violence. We need to have a very real national conversation about why we're okay with allowing weapons of war on our streets and why we're okay with weekly having mass shootings. The mayors of Toledo, of Dayton, the mayor of Buffalo, several other mayors have reached out. And none of us think this will happen in our city, and we need to ask ourselves why this is becoming a weekly occurrence in our nation.
All right, so this mayor is full of hooey, grade A hooey. It turns out that Highland Park actually has one of the toughest gun laws on the books. As a matter of fact, so does Chicago. And let me put a pin right there for just a moment. Over the weekend in Chicago, which is about, 30 miles away from Highland Park, there are 60 people who got shot. Almost 20 people got killed over the weekend. Mainstream media, they're not worried about those awful things. They're not talking about that. No. They want to talk about what happened in the very affluent white neighborhood of Highland Park, Illinois. That's the big story. Not the fact that you've got this sort of violence every single weekend in Chicago, which, by the way, has, again, one of the toughest gun laws in the nation. So here you have these two cities, Highland Park and Chicago. You got people. It's a war zone out there. And every single law that the Democrats want to implement nationally, every single one of them, are already codified in Highland Park. In 2015, law-abiding gun owners sued the city of Highland Park because Highland Park bans the so-called assault rifle, and they also ban high-capacity magazines. So they filed a lawsuit, and they said, we believe it's our constitutional right to have these kinds of weapons. It went all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court in 2015, lawsuit filed in 2013. In 2015, the Supreme Court declined to hear the case, meaning the law remained on the books. Todd, what does that have to do with what happened yesterday? Well, I'm going to explain that to you. You got to be patient, folks. We got 3 hours here. Be patient. Here's what it means. It means that the only person armed with a rifle yesterday, the only person with the high-capacity cartridges yesterday, the only person in Highland Park with that was the gunman. Nobody had a fighting chance to defend their lives. Nobody. Because Highland Park felt like the safest thing to do was to disarm the law-abiding citizens and allow the bad guys to have the weapons. So there is an argument that could be made that the gun laws on the books led to and helped cause what happened yesterday. But ultimately, in this program, we believe in personal responsibility. And what does that mean? It means the person responsible for yesterday is not Donald Trump. It's not even Joe Biden. It's the gunman who pulled the trigger. And until we start getting tough on crime, and what do I mean by that? I am all for public executions. And maybe, just maybe, if these sicko deviants who are being raised without morals, maybe if they get to see what happens when you do commit a crime, when you do take somebody's life, that it's not glamorous, you're not going to spend the rest of your life in jail, maybe, just maybe, they might think twice before pulling that trigger. 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phone. Steve in North Carolina on the talk station. Steve, what's on your mind?
Well, Todd, I've got to say I'm a little disappointed. I love your show, but you said something just a few minutes ago about having many videos of this shooting on your website. And I'm sorry, but all you're doing is feeding the masses and glorifying this guy and giving him the attention that this sicko wants.
How do I do that? How do I glorify him, Steve, by posting the videos?
Because it just gives him the attention that he wants. People are out there looking at all this stuff. You know, if the attention isn't given, if his name is just briefly mentioned and then disappears, then maybe they won't do this, or they won't get the attention. It'll curb some of this. But I just, it smacks of voyeurism. And I'm sorry, I love your show. I love what you stand for. But I got to take issue with you on this one.
Steve, did you have a problem back at 9/11? Did you take issue with the people showing the jetliners flying into the buildings?
When it became overwhelming, yes.
You see, Steve, I don't think that when it becomes overwhelming, I think you show the videos. Otherwise, you forget what happened. I think people need to see what an immoral society looks like. And that's, I mean, when you look at what happened yesterday, Steve, I mean, this is immorality. This is a soulless country that we are growing right before our very eyes. And I think people need to see it. I think they need to see the horror, the people screaming. I think they need to see that. If nothing else, maybe, just maybe, moms and dads will pay a little bit more attention to what their kids are watching on TV, the music they're listening to, the video games they're playing, the kind of culture that their kids are becoming enveloped in. That's the reason why we post those videos. And look, people don't have to see them, but I think they should, and that's why we post them on the website.
I agree to disagree with you.
All right, and that's okay, and you are free to do that, Steve. You really are. Steve, appreciate the call. And look, we have a rule here, and Grace knows this. Whenever somebody disagrees, they go right to the top of the list, and we want to hear from those people. Steve says we shouldn't be showing videos, and I contend we have to. You need to understand what's happening. Look, what about what happened on January the 6th? The videos are providing the evidence about what really happened on that day. That's why we need to see this kind of stuff. Folks, we can't hide our heads in the sand anymore. We just can't do it. There's too much at stake as a country. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, by the way, is toddstearns.com. Got to check that out. And I got to tell you about my favorite iced tea. It's called Life Change Tea. They're having a big summer sale. Buy three, get one free. This summer, why not make a commitment to feel your best? And this delicious, organic, natural tea is just the thing you need. I love this stuff. It's got 12 herbs, comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. I'm a peppermint guy. Life Change Tea has been around since 2007. It's made right here in the U.S. of A. And it's super easy to brew. Just at the start of the week, brew yourself a big pitcher, put it in the fridge, and man, you're going to be feeling great all week long. Go to GetTheTea.com to order yours today. That's GetTheTea.com. Now, if you use my code, Todd10, they're going to give you $10 off plus free shipping. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the code Todd10. They're going to give you $10 off plus free shipping. That is a $50 savings. We'll be right back.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
But we do believe Primo pre-planned this attack for several weeks. He brought a high-powered rifle to this parade. He accessed the roof of a business via a fire escape ladder and began opening fire on the innocent Independence Day celebration goers. The rifle was purchased in Illinois, and the information we have thus far is that it appears to have been purchased legally by Primo. During the attack, Primo was dressed in woman's clothing, and investigators do believe he did this to conceal his facial tattoos and his identity and help him during the escape with the other people who were fleeing the chaos. During the attack, we believe that Karimo fired more than 70 rounds from this rifle into the crowd of innocent people.
Yeah, you can hear it. I mean, it's just shocking, what happened. But again, this news just coming out, they're having a press conference, just happening right now, and we're monitoring that. But the reality here is, folks, there was not a law on the books. Unless you are physically going to take away every rifle from every American citizen, there was no way to stop that from happening yesterday. Or was there? Because the police said they knew who this guy was. Marjorie Taylor Greene says they're erasing, and she's got a great point here. Listen to this, what she just tweeted. While they're erasing every bit of searchable history on the human scum that killed people at a July 4th parade, they should permanently delete his name too. But we should demand his records be released. School history, drug history, arrest record, hospitalization history. I completely agree. Just get it all out there so we can find out what's going on here. I mean, we've got a very bad situation in this country. I mean, you want to talk about the medic? We have literally medicated a generation of boys in this country. And I don't know if anybody stopped to understand exactly the ramifications of when that happens and what happens next. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868, Florida, Keith on the line. Hi, Keith, what's up?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Well, you know, I'm very grateful. I'm a born citizen of this country, United States of America. I'm proud of it most of the time. But, you know, you brought up the death penalty and everything, and curb it. And, you know, my point is everything goes back to education. And their education, little white Johnny in the corner, that he's a born oppressor, and he'll be nothing but. And he's taken the ultimate oppressing end that, you know, after he graduates, the first time he fails in life, he goes and shoots something up. But, you know, the death penalty you brought up earlier, to me, should be, that's an overdue discussion for our country. We've had some incidents here in local Brevard County where things were overturned over canine unit guy cheating on tests and stuff. And I believe anybody on death row that was found guilty on circumstantial evidence should be put on life without parole until something proved and can get their appeals. But somebody like, let's say, for instance, you remember the Atlanta?
Okay, well, we're not going to go. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, Keith. But I will say this: if this guy is in fact the guy, and they find that he's guilty of this horrible crime yesterday, then I say kill him. There's no need to, there's no need for an appeal. You know, if they've got the goods on the guy, he fesses up and says he did it. Boom, you're gone. Goodbye. And there's no need to squander the taxpayer dollar on a cot and three meals. Keith, appreciate the call. Let's go to Georgia. Anna, WDUN, our great affiliate. Anna, what's up?
Well, I just wanted to say one thing. Here's the thing. People keep bringing up, well, we need to have a conversation. We don't need any more conversations. We know exactly what we need to do. We just got to have the HUMA to go ahead and do it. And we need to make sure that we enforce the laws that are in place, not just distract from them. And that's exactly what's happening. And we've got a bunch of liberal socialists that are, you know, you got the vice president going to Chicago today, and she's got a lot of nerve to go over there because she was one of the people that wants these people to come out of the jail when they're arrested. I've had enough of this. I mean, everybody's had enough of this.
Anna, I will say this. The folks in Highland Park, Illinois, got exactly what they wanted. They successfully disarmed their population, and they didn't take into consideration what would happen if a bad guy with a gun showed up. And now we know the answer, because not even the police. And by the way, they had just about the entire police department at the parade. Not only did the police were they not able to engage the suspect, they couldn't even find the guy for, what, 3 or 4 hours afterwards.
That's right. That's exactly right. So everybody needs to take a long look at what's going on in these places. And, you know, you start thinking about where they are. Where are they? And what's going on with these places?
It's a great point.
Where are they happening?
All right, Anna, got to run. We got to run, Anna. Appreciate the call. But Anna's right. It's time to stop talking about this and start doing something about it. Enforce the laws that are on the books. Stop releasing criminals into the public arena. And by the way, all of these kids that are Medicaid, you got to stop with the medication. Let the boys be boys. Let the girls be girls. Let the kids grow up and be kids. And moms and dads need to start parenting their kids. If we get all that started, maybe, just maybe, we got a fighting chance. This is bonkers, America. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow. Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, everybody. Hope you're doing great. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Go ahead and write down our telephone number. You're going to need this to call in this hour of the program, 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Hope you had a good 4th of July. Grace Baker, I know that you and I were at a big event in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes.
With Merlot.
Oh, yeah.
The dog.
We were at the Pigeon Estates Parade, and boy, was it a celebration. They even had the Memphis Fire Department there. Merlot got to meet some firefighters. It was a good time.
I saw the picture, the little Dalmatian with the fire department.
Yeah, I think she found them a little scary because they were these big, tall guys that were like, you know, a little intimidating. But I was like, they're not going to hurt you. These are your people. That's what I tried to tell her.
I love it. It's great. It was then had the big fireworks last night.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how you know the fireworks display is really good. And I have to say, I have to brag on one of my family members because he's he's involved in that. I don't know if I want to, give a shout out. But the fireworks in Germantown were pretty spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so, the concussion set off the car alarm. It was great. We're sitting there watching, and all of a sudden, boom, ba-da-boom, boom, boom, and then the cars started going off.
Yeah, I thought this year's display was fantastic.
It was well done.
Very well done. The only thing is, I know they're trying to get fancy with the fireworks, and they were trying to do these smiley face fireworks, but they kept launching upside down into the side, and I was like, these are not quite smiley faces.
Got to turn that frown
upside down.
Upside down. That's what they say. By the way, Vice President Kamala Harris, oh, my gosh. Yeah, we're going to take Miss Janice. Let's bring Miss Janice on. She's on the line from New Orleans, and we're going to get to what you want to talk about here in a minute, Miss Janice. But I have to talk about something that happened in New Orleans. How are you, Miss Janice?
I'm doing okay.
Good. All right. Don't be nervous. You seem apprehensive. No.
What it is I just sent a message to Cremo's.
No. Hold on. Song. Janice, we're going to get to that, but I got to tell you what happened in New Orleans that you may not be aware of.
Hold on 1 second, Todd. If you can, I have got to switch phones here. Just one quick second. One quick minute. It'll only take me a minute.
Sure. Just a minute. 60 seconds. Get the clock going here.
Okay.
Hang tight, Miss Janice.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear.
Okay. Yeah, the battery on the other phone was beeping.
Oh, I hate it when that happens. Yeah, you're on the phone and then the battery dies. You hit that spot where you can't get a signal. It's terrible. Miss Janice, Kamala Harris, the vice president, was in your town, was in New Orleans.
Oh, really?
Yes, and they've got this big, huge, beautiful banner. It's got the seal of the president of the United States, and it's got her name in all caps. We have this picture over on our website. And then underneath, Miss Janice, it's got New Orleans, Louisiana. They misspelled Louisiana.
Yes, there's an I in there. A lot of people pronounce it Louisiana. It would be if the I wasn't in there, but it's Louisiana.
Thank you very much.
Like
you
know, the song.
Going with a banjo on your knee, as they say. All right, Miss Janice, how are you by this? It's been a long time. I hope you're doing good.
Well, I'm doing okay. It's been raining a lot. Almost every day for the past week.
You would be proud of me, Miss Janice. I was in Mobile, Alabama, speaking at a church down there on Sunday, and a lady comes up to me, and she said that she was a transplant from the New Orleans area. And I said, let me guess. She had a great accent. I said, Ninth Ward. She says, how did you know that? I said, I got my ways. I know the city.
We have a lot of people here, Todd, that sound like they're from New York, including me. People have asked me before if I'm from New York. But, yes, they have a lot of people here that absolutely sound like you'd swear they were from New York the way they talk.
I get that, but being in New York, I understand, but it is I like the New Orleans accent much better than I would say the Bronx or the Queens mm-hmm. accent. So anyway, enough mm-hmm. of that. Hey, Ms. Janice, I want to play some audio. They're having this press conference, and we played this in the last hour. So the police are now giving us some more information about this suspect, this Cremo creep. Let's take a listen.
But we do believe Cremo pre-planned this attack for several weeks. He brought a high-powered rifle to this parade. He accessed the roof of a business via a fire escape ladder and began opening fire on the innocent Independence Day celebration goers. The rifle was purchased in Illinois, and the information we have thus far is that it appears to have been purchased legally by Cremo. During the attack, Cremo was dressed in woman's clothing, and investigators do believe he did this to conceal his facial tattoos and his identity and help him during the escape with the other people who were fleeing the chaos. During the attack, we believe that Cremo fired more than 70 rounds from this rifle into the crowd of innocent people.
So here we have a guy, 22 years old. He was known to the police. They don't say how they knew him, why he was on their radar, but he was on their radar. And now he is facing some pretty serious charges. Janice, you want to weigh in on the death penalty part of this?
Sent the message. Now, I wasn't attacking the man. I would never do that. But I did send a message in Facebook to his uncle, and I told him that his punishment needs to be death penalty. And I would give that to anyone. I don't care if you kill a 5-year-old, a 90-year-old woman, or who you kill, unless it's in self-defense of yourself, or if I saw somebody with a gun to your head or something, you know, and then I had to protect you, that would be different. But cold-blooded, just killing people just to kill them, I say death penalty. Sell drugs, death penalty. Have sex with an underage person, death penalty.
No, I'm with you, Miss Janice, and I say make it immediate and make it public. People need to understand.
Well, I might give him his day in court.
Well, if he admits he did it, if he's found guilty, boom, you're gone. There's no appeals, no 30 years from now. We're sticking a needle in you.
No, it should never be 30 years from now. If you are found guilty of murder, if I kill my husband and I'm found guilty, you get your day in trial if you're found guilty. I say within maybe 48 to 72 hours, that's it, you're down. Now, putting them in jail and keeping them like they did some of these people, these Manson people and all of this, no, you don't do that at all. No, I'm not for doing that. You get the death penalty within a reasonable amount of time, and I mean reasonable. Now, these people continue to do what they're doing because you're right, there is no backlash. And the day they want to let them out of jail, and this is absolutely insane. I totally believe in the death penalty and life in jail, depending on what it is. You carjack, you don't kill the person, life in jail. You break into a house and don't kill anyone, life in jail. You break into a car, life in jail. But if you kill somebody, when you commit murder, when you stab someone or pull that bullet, life, not life, but rather for that would be death penalty. What I would do, Todd, if it was up to me, I'd be very nice to the criminals. I'd let them know before they committed the crime, if found guilty, what the punishment would be. I'd have a whiteboard with a line down the middle. I'd have death on one side, life on the other, and I would list under each one. You do this, you will get that. You do this, you will get that. I would play very fair with them, very straight up front, and let them know beforehand. And if they did it, no way, they would pay. Oh, yeah.
You know what
absolutely.
You know what happened to us when we were kids growing up? I always remember Cub Scouts and then Boy Scouts. And I remember the den leaders, the den mothers from Cub Scouts. I remember this. It happened years and years and years ago. They took us down to the local sheriff's department. And the sheriff, they gave us a tour, and they showed us all the, you know, the squad cars and the, you know, where they do all their police work. And then they took us back to the holding cells. And I remember walking down, it smelled, and they had these big bad guys, you know, behind bars. And they put the fear of God in us as little Cub Scouts. And that's the problem, Janice. Nobody's putting the fear of God in kids anymore. And that's a good thing, by the way. You need to have a little bit of fear in your heart. And that's the problem. Everybody's being coddled. Everybody is being taken care of. You know, the guy's uncle, Cremo's uncle, was out there. Well, we never really recognized anything. Pal, you got markings, tattoos on your nephew's face. That's a warning sign that maybe, just maybe, something's not quite right.
Yeah, it's really, really horrible. It truly is. And here's the thing, too, Todd. All of you people out there within the sound of my voice who voted for Biden, you are indirectly responsible because drugs are coming over our border. He has it wide open. And these people, now, mass shootings are one thing, but I'm talking about breaking in cars and killing, you know, just carjackings and things like this. These people are not doing this for a popsicle. They're doing it for drugs.
Oh, well, of course they are. And Miss Janice,
I know. Yeah.
No.
We
got to run here, Miss Janice. So, I'm sorry, but we got to run. But thank you for the call. And she's not wrong here, folks. Go back to the pandemic. What did the Democrats do in the major American cities? What did they do? They opened up the jails. They set all of the bad guys free. That's why we've seen a rise in crime across America. Not to mention the millions of people pouring across our border. Many of them are drug dealers in the cartels. And people are, they're surprised that the country's gone to hell in a handbasket? I mean, come on. So the Vice President, Kamala Harris, I don't know. Maybe she needs to get into the inspirational quote business. Maybe she can write a book of, I don't know, quotes to live by. This is the Vice President of the United States just a few moments ago.
And so we're working on bringing down basically the cost of what life requires for people.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
And so we're working on bringing down basically the cost of what life requires for people.
Well, there you go. There you go. Kamala Harris, I'm not quite sure what she means by that, but this is the quote, bringing down basically the cost of what life requires for people. What does life require of people? What exactly is that? This woman's nuts. Has she been drug tested? That's what I'd like to know. Kamala Harris, your vice president, ladies and gentlemen. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be taking your calls this hour. Coming up, we're going to be checking with a good friend of this program, Sandy Rios. She'll be here in just a little while. And also the author of an incredible, incredible book about Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. You're going to want to stick around for that as well. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Considering the extensive digital trail, the disturbing videos, the amount of views garnered, was he known to law enforcement beforehand, and if not, why not?
I can't get into that right now. There have been some law enforcement contacts, nothing of a violent nature. I can't get into the specifics of the context of that.
And how many rifles, our colleagues at NBC News are reporting that he purchased multiple weapons. Can you give us any details as to the weapons and how many he may have been in possession?
At this time, I know of the two rifles, and I know that there were potentially pistols that he had owned as well.
So again, what does that mean? What does it mean that the suspect was known to law enforcement? Every single mass shooting, we have heard the police come out and say, yes, this individual was known to law enforcement. So were they trying to recruit this kid? Were they trying to coax him along into committing a crime that they could stop? Were they grooming him for some other reason? What exactly is going on here? And we've seen this play out before. We mentioned what happened with the attempted kidnapping of the governor of Michigan, which turned out to be a crime that was being perpetrated by the FBI itself. To this day, we still do not know how many FBI agents were involved in the planning and the execution of what happened at the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th. So, yes, my radar is up on this one. And I'm curious to know what these law enforcement sources, what they are doing online. Are they trying to egg these people on? Are they planting these ideas in the minds of these suspects, hoping, just hoping, they might be able to catch them engaged in a crime? So what does that mean? And I would like for somebody to ask that question at the press conference. Well, what do you mean? What does that mean, sir, that he was known to law enforcement? And the spokesperson says, well, there was nothing of a violent nature. The videos I've seen are very alarming, ladies and gentlemen, very alarming. By the way, Mayor Lori F. Clarence Thomas Lightfoot out of Chicago is now calling for civility in public discourse. Just last week, she was shouting to a group of people, F. Clarence Thomas, F. Clarence Thomas. And now Lightfoot is saying that the toxicity in our public discourse is a thing that we should all be concerned about. You know what somebody needs to do to lesbian Mayor Lightfoot? They need to get a big old bar of soap. Grace Baker, did this ever happen to you when you were a child growing up, where if you said a naughty word, your mother would take a bar of soap and she would wash your mouth out because you had a dirty mouth?
No, because I was an angel child.
I've
one time I said OMG and I was so ashamed I cried.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like OMG.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
And that got you teared up.
Yeah. Mm. I was a very sensitive child. But I did see this happen on A Christmas Story. That's the only time I've seen it. So sorry, I'm not much help.
A great scene in A Christmas Story, by the way.
It is a good scene.
But yeah, so I mean, back in the day, people, you know, parents, if you said something naughty, they would wash your mouth. At least that's what happened to my household.
Wash it out with soap.
Wash it out with soap. Yeah, to this day, I cannot handle the smell of zest.
Did you say a lot of naughty words
well,
as a
I
child?
Well, I would. A few. Mm. I was a bad child. Mm-mm-mm. I mean, not a bad, bad child, but you know.
Troublemaker.
I was not necessarily a troublemaker, but
you like to stir the pot.
I could be a little smart alecky.
Yeah, fair enough.
And it was mom because she was very aggressive with the soap.
Oh,
I'm curious. I know there's somebody else out there.
Oh yeah,
who suffered through. What's worse is the it's got to be a bar of soap though. You can't get like the.
See, I just use the liquid foaming.
You can't
stuff
do
now.
The liquid.
I feel
soap.
Like that'd be very problematic.
That's terrible. Just get a Tide Pod. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Oh, this story. Congressman Jim Banks, the chairman of the House Study Committee, is very upset. The Biden administration is using our tax money to promote atheism abroad. So Congressman Banks and several other Republicans have fired off a letter to the president demanding answers here. So here's the deal. Biden is going to give $500,000 to any organizations, yes, plural organizations, that will share the message of atheism and humanism in foreign countries. Congressman Banks says this is a radical, progressive orthodoxy, and he's right. I mean, in essence, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden has announced that he is going to be funding atheist missionaries using your tax money. Specifically, they're going to be targeting South and Central Asia, the Middle East, and North Africa. A question: do you have a problem with your tax dollars being used to promote the gospel of atheism? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Let's go to the phones. Mike in Georgia, WDUN. Mike, you know what I'm talking about. Mama was there with that bar of soap, and she was a force to be reckoned with.
Well, fortunately, I never done that. I didn't say bad words, and I got saved when I stand, so anything quit. But the cartoon Heckle and Jekyll?
Oh, yes.
You remember them?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say heckle. I just wouldn't do it because it had the word heck in it, and I just didn't do that. And if I said anything, they just would say something to me, and I didn't. So.
So anyway, what did you say? Did you just say blank and Jekyll, or?
No, I just say, you know, the one in Jekyll, you know, and I had some kinfolk that, you know, they say, no, we don't know what you're talking about. They wanted me to say it, you know, and I wouldn't do it. I just would not.
See, I got in trouble for saying Hong Kong phooey, and so Mom didn't like phooey. Yeah, I didn't get washed. I didn't get the mouth washed out, but it's Hong Kong, you know, phooey. So anyway, now there you go.
Yeah, I remember that.
All right. Boy, those are the good old days based on what we're dealing with now. All right.
Oh, I'm telling you. Thank you.
Mike, good call, and I forgot about Heckle and Jekyll, but there you go. All right, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We are honored to have a good friend of this program. She is the Director of Governmental Affairs for American Family Association. She also hosts the very popular Sandy Rios in the Morning Show on AFR Talk. Sandy Rios. Sandy, how are you doing?
I'm great. And Todd, you forgot to tell them that you actually became famous by hosting my show. I don't know. You left that out. I'm kind of offended.
Well, you've got a great program and a great audience, Sandy, and we're always so glad to have you on the show noon to 3 Eastern. And very, very little to talk about today, Sandy, isn't there? My word.
You know, I don't know about you, Todd, but I truly have so much time, trouble keeping up. It's just coming. It's always been busy, but now it's just worse. There's just so much bad news, and there must be some good, but I'm not hearing much of that.
You know, there is some good news. People are coming, you know, people are gathering their senses about them. The latest Monmouth University polling out today, Biden's approval rating is at 18%. 18%, wow. Sandy. I mean, it's unbelievable. I don't think in modern American history we've seen a president with low polling numbers like that.
No, I don't think so either. And it's really kind of amazing that anyone's admitting that. The polls they've been bringing out in the last several months, I find myself saying, I can't believe he has that much support. This can't be right. And this sounds right to me. I think, you know, people are understanding the dangers of having bad leadership. And we are we're in full scale danger right now in so many different ways, not only the economy, but on the world stage and with the dangers at home, with our kids growing up to be crazy people shooting other people. It's just it's really a frightening time, Todd. It really is.
Sandy, when you look at what happened in Highland Park, and now the police are acknowledging, well, you know, this kid was on the radar. He'd been planning this for a couple of weeks, and you wonder, okay, where did things go wrong here, and what does it mean that these people are known to police? That's what we need to get to the bottom of.
Well, you know, in his case, he was doing rap videos a long time ago. He's 22, so he was doing it in high school. There are actually videos of him, you know, he's posting beheadings. He posted a picture of himself inside a classroom dressed in tactical gear, and the title of his rap was On My Mind. I mean, if you and I can know that now, surely the police would have been alerted. Somebody, a family member, wasn't anybody paying attention to Bobby Cremo in Highland Park?
Or
the answer is, I guess, yes.
Or even worse, Sandy, you've got the government out there, and they're targeting moms and dads that are raising concerns at their local school board meetings. They're harassing conservatives on social media platforms. And you can't tell me that they don't have the resources to track down that kind of stuff, especially with AI technology. But they're too busy trying to shut down people like Donald Trump on social media. And then they're turning a blind eye to these terrorists in the making on their own platforms.
Yeah, no question about that. I think that we probably don't even need to explain that. I think most people are just furious by what they're seeing, Todd. I guess the one thing I would say, I love history, and I know you do too. And when I see our founders, the difficulties they had in establishing this country, most of us don't have the character or the fortitude to do a third of what they did just so that we could have a nation. And now I know that we're suffering. I know we're in trouble. I know there are a lot of problems, but we have to keep fighting. This is our generation. This is our time. And I just think people don't give up. I don't care how bad it gets. You fight. Because, you know, I think one thing I'm sure you've noticed, Todd, that there's a reason why one person who speaks the truth must be hung or eliminated or disappear. Because the left knows that one spark of truth has so much power. If we all can just continue to speak the truth and hold the line and insist on what's right and what's wrong and insist on justice, even when we don't see it coming, I'm optimistic. It's when we all run and hide and, run to the corner and don't take a stand. That's when I worry. And so let's not do that. We have to just keep fighting in our own time to save our country at this point.
Sandy Rios from American Family Radio, AFR Talk, on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Sandy, we had a caller earlier in the program and asked about the 2024 presidential election. And there are, you know, we're starting to see folks make the pilgrimage to Iowa. And I'm curious, I'm going to ask you the question he asked me. Who do you see running on the Republican side in 2024? Do you think Trump is going to run, or do you think it might be open for whoever?
Well, you know, there's no one that can answer that. I mean, I have mixed feelings. For Trump's sake, for his family's sake, I wish he wouldn't run. I hate to see him put himself through that again. But on the other hand, he has the spirit. He certainly deserves to be reelected, given what they've done to him and given what happened in the 2020 election. If he decides to run, I'm going to support him, no question about that. There are others. Of course, there are others who, when you think about how low the approval ratings are of the Democrats right now, there are others that might actually be able to be elected who are also very good. You know, even Ted Cruz, I don't know if Ted's interested in running, but Ted... in spite of the labeling by President Trump, is really a man of integrity, and he would get in there and fight. I think Rand Paul, for all of his quirkiness, he has just proven himself to be a warrior. There are a lot. I know there are others that have expressed themselves. I'm not a fan of some of the more political people that want to run. South Carolina comes to mind, the governor, former governor, female, former ambassador to the
Nikki
U.S.
Haley.
Nikki Haley, I've seen Nikki to be a little bit too political. And I'm telling you, Todd, the house is on fire. We are losing our country. We don't need smooth talking. We don't need people that play games and that kind of waffle on the issues. We need people who are certain in character, even if we don't agree with them on all the issues, like with Rand Paul. I would take someone who's principled and will fight for what they believe in, not waver over someone who, you know, tickles my ears with pleasing responses on tricky questions. We're going to have to have a lot of discernment, but we need someone with a will of iron. And they are out there. I mean, Ron DeSantis, obviously, would be wonderful, but I hate to see him run right now, yet. I really do.
I'd like to see him finish out his term. His, you know, again, I think he's doing a tremendous job, and every single decision he's making is just beefing up his bona fides. What really struck me as odd, there's talk of Glenn Youngkin from Virginia jumping into the race, and he just got elected governor, Sandy.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about him, he's a mixed bag to me. And, of course, the jury's out. I'm not an expert on Glenn Youngkin, but he was the pick of the establishment.
Right.
And he still has the support of the establishment. And that makes me nervous. When I support a candidate, I look to see who's supporting them, who's giving them money, who's cheerleading them on. Now, it isn't always true that that's bad if it's the establishment, but it is mostly true. So I there's a red flag for me, and then the person must really prove themselves. And I'm not sure Glenn Youngkin has quite done that yet. As the acting governor, he was great in the campaign. Who can complain?
It's true.
But the jury's out about how he's going to govern. So I couldn't be enthusiastic about that yet.
All right.
Some people that I trust say Mike Pompeo, but to me, the jury's out on that too. So I'm sorry to be so uncertain, Todd, but I would rather tell you I'm uncertain than to declare something this early in the race. But I can't, in terms of quality, it has to be someone who is steadfast in their beliefs and character and can fight like the Dickens. That's who it has to be.
You got that right. All right, Sandy, we're going to leave it there. Always good hearing from you. Everywhere I go, people say, I hear the commentary every day on Sandy's show. And we're always excited to hear that.
I told you, I made you what you are, Todd.
You did.
You have to come.
You're a kingmaker. You're a kingmaker. All right, Sandy.
I love you, Todd. Great to talk to you.
All right. God bless. Great lady right there. Sandy Rios from American Family Radio on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. All right. Look, we got to take a break. We're going back to the phones. A lot of folks wanting to weigh in on this atheist story. Your tax dollars, the Biden administration using your tax dollars to fund atheist missionaries. And they are being tasked with going into Southeast Asia, Central Asia. They're going into Africa as well as the Middle East, and preaching the unholy gospel of atheism. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Oh, man. Bill Belugin, good buddy over at Fox. He said they're going to be holding a big press conference down in Brackettville, Texas later today, where a couple of county leaders are going to declare an invasion at the border. They're going to reference the U.S. Constitution, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. That is the article, by the way, that guarantees states federal protection from invasion. And I just retweeted Malugan, and I said, whatever you do, don't use that word on Fox News Radio. That's why they canceled my contract. You can't be saying invasion at the border, Starnes. You're going to offend some people. Be careful, Bill. You got to watch your back over at the Fox News corner of the world these days. Real quick, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Bridget, Gainesville, Georgia on WDUN. Hey, Bridget, what's going on?
Hey, not much. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
So
you there, Bridget?
Yeah.
All right, let's go for it.
Okay. Now, I don't want the government using my tax dollars, or in fact, I'm pretty sure a lot of people believe the same thing, use the tax dollars to go overseas to teach Antichrist or atheist practices, religion. It's full of lies, and it's just like, why? Why do that?
Well, Bridget, I have a theory, and I was thinking about this over the weekend. The reality is that the Biden administration is all about destabilization. And they know when you go into, let's just say, take Africa, for example, the continent, the entire continent has really undergone an evangelical movement. I've been hearing reports of revival sweeping across many African nations. And so much so that who knows, they might be sending missionaries to evangelize the United States of America. So I think when the Biden administration and the secular humanist in the administration see what's happening, let's take South Korea, for example, which has a very vibrant evangelical community. The best way to destabilize those nations is to neutralize the church. And that's what they've done here, Bridget. That's why we are facing such chaos in our culture, is that the churches have allowed themselves to be neutralized. And that's why I think Biden is doing this, and they're going to be spending millions of your tax dollars to send those atheist missionaries to those foreign countries. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. It's a pretty despicable thing, but the best way to take over a nation is to shut down the churches. And sadly, they've been able to shut down a lot of them here in the United States of America. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Can I tell you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile? I love these guys. The team over at Patriot Mobile, they're standing up and fighting for our freedom every single day. And that's why I love these guys. The only Christian conservative wireless carrier in the country. And they're supporting organizations that are fighting for causes we care about. And that's why I want you to consider making the switch to Patriot Mobile. Super simple. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. You're going to go to that website. You're going to be able to type in your zip code, and they'll show you the coverage in your area. It's super simple, and it won't cost you a penny. Now, get this. They've got incredible deals to fit your budget, no matter how big or small. Great discounts if you're a veteran first responder. Add another discount on top of the discounts. PatriotMobile.com/Todd, 972-PATRIOT. That's the telephone number, 972-PATRIOT. Use my promo code Todd, and you're going to get free activation and a free gift. Now, Grace Baker, can we talk about the best story of the entire weekend? It happened at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Championship.
Oh, boy.
This is huge. Huge. So, Joey Chestnut is a beast.
Oh, yeah.
The guy, it was, what, another record? 63 hot dogs?
Yeah, some people call it Joey Chestnut Day because it's just like, he is such a beast and it's kind of dominated his sport, if you will.
I had to cover this when I was at Fox.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's insane. Just insane.
Is it like a... Is it like its own thing when you
go? It's a circus.
Are people just like, I saw somebody wrote a song and was singing and people had hats on and all kinds of crazy stuff.
They have aerial artists and they have little midget people or part little people. They got the...
You're saying is they got the foot-long hot dogs and the little wiener dogs.
the cocktail weenies.
The cocktail weenies.
Footlongs and little.
Are there any dachshunds there? I feel like there's got to be dressed up.
So look, here's what's amazing. So the guy has like a broken foot or something. He's in a big, huge boot cast. he's hobbling around, gets
he's
up
committed.
There. He's chowing down. I mean, he's shoving the hot dogs. All of a sudden, some guy in a Darth Vader mask comes jumping up on the stage. Joey Chestnut puts the guy in a headlock and knocks the guy out. I mean, and he's still scarfing down the hot dogs.
So one arm, he's got this guy in a headlock. The other arm, he's shoving the hot dogs down his throat.
It was a beautiful moment
America.
Of athletic history. I've never seen anything like this.
LeBron James could never.
So, no. I bet LeBron James couldn't even eat two hot dogs.
He'd cry, too, if somebody ran up to him like that.
Unbelievable.
But Joey, he wasn't
like,
scared for a minute.
What are you doing? No, I mean, it's great video. I mean, I thought he was going to snap the guy's neck. It was great. It was brilliant. And so then he up and wins, and they were interviewing him on the Today Show this morning, and they said, "How you doing, Joey?" He says, "I probably smell like meat."
He also said he didn't feel too great. I'm like, well,
no,
he did
yeah.
just eat 60-something
hot dogs. 63 hot dogs. And you know, it's not like a little mustard, a little relish.
No.
They literally shove the dog into a big old thing of water and then slurp it down.
So with the bread, right? So it's soggy.
Well, yes, but there was a guy from Memphis who was in the competition.
Oh, yeah.
And he was on that. I heard him doing an interview this morning on KWAM. And the guy was like, the bread was crusty and stale.
Ew.
So he said it was like having to swallow a crouton. That was I don't know about that. I'd rather do like a barbecue eating contest or banana pudding eating contest. But anyway, congrats, Joey Chestnut, great American patriot. This is why America is the most exceptional nation on the planet, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we'll be right back.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I really like this Macy Gray. Are you guys familiar with Macy Gray out there? Is she in? She's a singer, Grace Baker. Is that correct? She's a singer. Macy Gray. All right. Not in my playlist. I have Jerry Clower in my playlist, but not Macy Gray. Anyway, Macy Gray is drawing some fire from all of you dudes who think you're women, but you're really not. Here's Macy Gray.
And I will say this, and everybody's going to hate me, but as a woman, just because you go change your parts doesn't make you a woman.
Right.
Sorry.
You feel that?
I know that for a fact.
Unless you're Mrs. Potato Head. And then because the Potato Head dolls are, in fact, I guess, gender neutral. So you can put lipstick on a potato and boom, there you got a female potato. So so anyway, everybody's all upset with Macy Gray. Bette Midler, too. You know, I mean, you kind of have a love-hate relationship with Bette Midler. And but anyway, even Bette Midler is siding with the women here, as well as J.K. Rowling. And everybody's trying to cancel these women now because they're standing up for womanhood. That brings me to a story. By the way, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. This from Fox News. Emma Colton is the author. Washington State School Board director is teaching a sexual pleasure class to 9-year-olds. The Washington State School Board director owns a sex shop, and she's making headlines after announcing she's going to teach sex ed for children as young as 9 years old. Now, you may be wondering, what exactly are they going to be teaching the 9-year-olds? Well, according to Fox, they're going to be teaching sexual anatomy for pleasure. In other words, they're going to teach the children how to pleasure themselves. And they're going to be teaching safer sex practices for all kinds of sexual activities. Quote, the class for 9 to 12-year-olds is an introduction to topics related to relationships, puberty, bodies, and sexuality. The owner of the sex shop called Wink Wink in Bellingham says they plan on focusing on making healthy versus unhealthy friendships, romantic relationships, the science of how puberty works, consent and personal boundaries, defining sex, and discussing why people may or may not choose to engage in sexual activities. Did I mention, ladies and gentlemen, that this was for 9-year-olds? 9 years old. Mason announced there will be 4 3-hour sex education classes held at Wink Wink starting next month. The event is being called the Uncringe Academy. The classes will be broken down by age, with 9 to 12-year-olds in one class and 13 to 17-year-olds in another class. Did I mention, ladies and gentlemen, that the classes were for children as young as 9 years old? Class topics include what is sex, kinds of solo and partnered sexual activities for 9-year-olds, sexual anatomy for pleasure and reproduction, gender and sexual identities, safer sex practices for all. Has anybody called the police? Why have the police not raided Wink Wink? Why is that? Anyway, you got some perverts running your school district there in Washington State, and you need to get a handle on that nonsense. Jeez, hello, America. Meanwhile, some new information coming out. Apparently, this shooter in Highland Park was known to police. The kid had been planning this for, he's not a kid, he's a grown man, had been planning this for a couple of weeks, and he disguised himself in a dress. He was wearing ladies' clothing, and that's how he was able to get away. They said that the he changed his appearance to cover up his facial tattoos. The family says, well, we don't know, it looked pretty normal to us. At that point, I would actually want to talk to all of the family members to find out what is abnormal behavior. Meanwhile, you have the mayor of Philadelphia. They had a big shooting last night. Two police officers were shot at the fireworks presentation. Here's Mayor Jim Kenney, cut number five.
If I had the ability to take care of guns, I would. But the legislature won't let us. The U.S. Congress won't let us. The governor does the best that he can. Our attorney general does the best that he can. But this is a gun country. It's crazy. We're the most armed country in world history, and we're one of the least safest. So, you know, until Americans decide that they want to give up the guns and give up the opportunity to get guns, we're going to have this problem.
I have a question for you. Is there a moment, is there a line for you where you would say as a law-abiding gun owner, you know what, for the good of America, I'm just going to give up my guns. Here's my address. Knock on the door. I will give you my guns. Is there a line in the sand for you? And what they're hoping to do here, and the mainstream media, they're pretty devious because they know that these kinds of stories, and they'll play this to the hilt, they will. The only time they won't is, for example, when a black nationalist drives a car through a Christmas parade and kills a bunch of white people. That's not a national news story. But when you have these kinds of shootings, the mainstream media, they want to play to all of you grandmas out there and all of you moms. That's who they're going after with their news reporting, and they want you to be swayed. They want you, mom and grandma, to change your opinions on gun ownership. And their thinking is, if they can sway you by tugging at the emotional purse strings, then guess what? You're going to be able to convince your husband, you're going to be able to convince your partner that they need to get on the gun bandwagon. That's what the thinking is here. And that's why the coverage is, everything is tugging at the heartstrings. That's all this is. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. There is a great story from across the big pond. There's a bank over there, and the bank has gone woke. Halifax Bank. That's the name of the bank. They've gone woke. And they put out a series of messages talking about pronouns. So now, I don't know what it's like when you go into your bank, but when I go in, it's like, oh, howdy, how's it going? They give you a lollipop. I still go to a bank that they give you a lollipop. I just think that's great. Or a sucker, if you go. I like the green apple. Anyway, and it's a very casual conversation. Nobody's asking about pronouns. Nobody's asking about gender issues. You just go in, do your business, get your lollipop, and then you're out of there. But in Halifax, people really started getting offended by this. Customers, they're like, "What's going on here? Why are we engaged in this pronoun hospitality?" Anyway, Halifax Bank started firing back at people that were complaining on social media. They said, "At Halifax, we strive for inclusion and equality. Giving our colleagues the option to add their pronouns on their badge helps to create an inclusive environment for our customers and colleagues." Is that true? Is that true, Grace Baker? Would having the ability to wear your pronoun on your clothing, would that make you feel affirmed?
If that was where I found my affirmation, I'd have some other problems.
Exactly. If that's what, you know, again, and these teachers, the kindergarten teachers and the preschool teachers, it's all about feeling affirmed. Oh, the children love me. You need help.
Yeah. You need a therapist. I'm sorry.
So now the bank is firing back, and they're threatening to report all of their customers. And now they're telling their customers, well, if you don't like it, you can take your money somewhere else. And guess what? People are doing
that.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars. And so now they're threatening to report the customers for being homophobic and transphobic.
Money talks.
And ableist.
Money
now,
talks.
Is that the one where if you're like in a wheelchair...
Oh, yeah. It's like if you, yeah. And if I'm able to walk and you're not, I'm an ableist. Is that the way that works? Like I have privilege because I can walk. Is that an ableist?
Jesus.
I can't keep up with all the definitions now.
But here's my
spirit. I don't know.
This is my favorite story of the day. There's a gentleman by the name of Michael Lopez. And Grace, this is all about learning life lessons. You know, we all learn in life. Michael Lopez is a production coordinator at Universal Music Enterprises.
Okay.
I don't know what that job entails. It doesn't look like it's much, but it's a job.
Sure.
At least he was contributing to society.
Exactly.
Anyway, Michael Lopez is a queer brown person. That's how he identifies himself.
Oh, boy.
And he is also pro-abortion. So basically, he's a pro-abortion gay dude.
Okay.
And he's very upset because he got fired from his job. Now, you would think Universal Music Group is a pretty woke.
I mean, they are called Universal.
And it's true that they are woke. But even among the woke, there is a limit to how woke you can be. And he crossed that line. So here's how the story went. He wrote about this on his LinkedIn profile.
Oh, gosh.
And he says, last Friday, like countless other folks, I was devastated by the news of the Supreme Court's attack on abortion rights.
Here we go.
Paired with the flood of anti-queer and anti-trans legislation, it's been hard to process how this company expects us to be productive while our rights are being stripped away. So in other words, he's having a hard time doing his job because
sounds
he's
like
just
it.
So emotionally overcome. He's wrought with emotion. Lopez then went on to explain that every Friday, one of his jobs was to process a report for upcoming releases. Then he had to email that report to 275 people. But he didn't do that, Grace Baker.
Ooh.
He didn't do his job. Instead, he wrote an email that said, I did not do that today. I'm in mourning. So he wrote this to all of his colleagues. I'm in mourning due to the attack on people with uteruses in the U.S. Now, can I just say something here? Who does he think he is?
I
mean, really?
Nerve.
He thinks that only people with uteruses have babies. I
Men
tried to say it with a straight face.
Can menstruate too, buddy.
I tried. I'm in mourning due to the attack on people with uteruses. Those people are called women, you idiot. Federally, this is horrible. Federally guaranteed access to abortion is gone. Oh, I mean, it's just, I mean, people, it's heartbreaking.
He's probably one of the people who took a mental health day on the 4th of July.
Probably so. Then he goes on to say, Universal Music Groups must stop donating to anti-abortion, anti-queer, and anti-trans politicians. Politicians like Marsha Blackburn, Ken Buck, Victoria Spartz, or expect more unproductive days, he said.
Wow.
Expect more unproductive days. Yours in fury, Michael Lopez.
In fury? That's how he signed off.
Yours in fury, yes.
Wow.
F-U-R-Y. Not
that's
Nick
unique.
Fury. That's a Marvel character. No, yeah. Yours in fury. He was really just riled up.
It's
righteously indignant. So anyway, the company said, okay, fine, you're fired.
Crickets.
And now he's out of a job. So he's very upset. He was, he says when he returned to work, he was greeted with a surprise Zoom video chat with HR.
Surprise!
Quote, I was being let go for not doing my job, disrupting the day of 275 people, and poor judgment. Lopez then said he sent a follow-up to the email list informing his colleagues, quote, okay, why did they do that? Just turn off the guy's email. You
Mute.
Know this guy's a
Block.
Loser.
Spam.
He says, I just got fired for this email. So they're letting you know where they stand on employees speaking out on politicians that support marginalization for folks like me. a brown queer person terminated during Pride Month speaking in support of abortion rights. Seems like that's exactly what America is all about right now.
Well.
Now, look, I don't know much about Universal. I'm going to go get something. I'm going to buy. Does Universal, or is, I wonder if they sell Macy Gray music. I don't know.
Oh.
We'll try to. We're going to go and support Universal because they've done a good thing here. They've done a great thing for the entire nation. They're trying to teach these little woke morons that they have a job to do. And if they can't do their job, then they're going to lose that job. Now, the only downside of all of this, until the kid is able to get a job at the 7-Eleven, we're going to be on the dime for his unemployment.
This is true as well.
And he apparently was shocked that the people commenting were not supportive of him. One LinkedIn user called him entitled, lazy, and obviously ignorant. You're a grown man pretending to have grief.
So basically he's going viral for all the wrong reasons.
Go back to, well, he can't go back to work, pal. But somebody should have told him that. But, you know, we've got a generation of these young people out there, Grace, and that's what's concerning.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, let's hope the young people of America pay attention to this.
Wake up.
Gotta wake up. All right, gotta take a break. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Grace Baker, when was the last time you went to a movie theater?
Just a few weeks ago, actually.
You see, I'm not a big movie theater person.
I love going to the movie theater.
Really?
The way that they've redone them, you know, a lot of the Malcos in town have completely redone their seating. So now it's like a recliner, you've got some space. I enjoy it. But it's to each their own.
That's called the living room. In my
yes.
home. So I, look, here's my problem. You've got a lot of parents, and they just dump the kids off.
That's true.
And, you know, I don't want to be the guy, you know, get off my lawn guy. But when you go to watch a movie, would you rather watch the movie, or would you have the screaming and the hollering and the kids throwing popcorn all over the place?
That's fair. I guess it just depends on what movie, because sometimes I like the crowd reaction. It feels like you're part of something. But anyway.
So there's a story on the Daily Wire about Minions.
Yes, we were talking about this movie last week. The non-woke alternative to Lightyear. Yes, the DreamWorks, okay. The Illumination movie.
So they've got a problem, apparently. So apparently teenage boys are showing up dressed up in suits like,
yes.
like a Sunday going to church suit.
Yep, exactly.
With cigars.
Oh, yeah.
And they're calling themselves the Gentle Minions. Gentle
Which is Minions. Very, very clever.
I think that's pretty clever. So anyway, the theaters are pretty happy because, or the at least the movie companies are very happy. But the theaters are not too happy because I guess all the kids are, they're doing mosh pits and all this other kind of stuff.
Well, they're throwing popcorn and causing a scene. That's the thing. It started out completely innocent. And then these guys are like, we're going to cause a stir and we're going to make a scene. And now I think that these theaters are putting up signs like, hey, no gentle minions here, please.
No gentle minions.
Uh-huh. No gentle minions.
Anyway, this is like a thing with Gen Z now.
Yes. And it's apparently trending on TikTok. That's where it all starts, TikTok.
Is that right?
People want to become internet famous. And so they do stupid stuff like this.
Well, anyway, I, this is why, and I understand with Top Gun, you need to see it on the big screen, but I've been hesitant, again, unless I go like right after the show, and, you know, then I'm like the only person in the theater.
That's the best.
But, I mean, it's just, it's sad because, you know, these kids have ruined the experience. I hate to say it, but they have. Just behave. Go watch the movie. Enjoy some popcorn. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. There is a terrific new book about Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas called Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in His Own Words, written by Michael Pack, who's been on the program before, and Mark Paoletta. And Mark is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. Mark, welcome to the show, and congratulations on the great new book.
Todd, thank you very much, and thanks for having me on.
I'm curious before we jump into the book, because this is, you know, Clarence Thomas really has been a man of few words in public until lately, and we're really starting to understand the massive impact this man has had on the Supreme Court.
You know, Todd, he's at his zenith right now, but he's been really impacting the court for 30 years. You know, Justice Thomas writes more opinions per year than any justice on the Supreme Court, and it's been that way for many, many years. He writes somewhere in the neighborhood of 30, 35 opinions per year when a lot of justices only write 10. And all of those opinions that he's written, a lot of them in dissent, a lot of them in concurrence over the years, have now sort of come along, and he's persuaded, you know, the justices, the new justices, where now his jurisprudence is now the majority. And you saw that with that string of opinions and decisions at the end of the term on the Second Amendment, on overturning Roe v. Wade, on the religious liberties with Coach Kennedy, and then reining in the EPA with the administrative state. All of those things Justice Thomas has been writing on, for 30 years since he's been on the court. So it's really wonderful to see. And he didn't speak a lot during court, you know, during oral argument, and we can talk about that. But his influence and his kind of, you know, power, if you will, on the court is immeasurable.
It's a beautiful book, and when as I was reading through this incredible piece that you guys have put together, it reminded me of Justice Scalia and the powerhouse intellectual minds that we have among the originalists on the Supreme Court. I'm wondering, as you were working on this book, was there anything in particular that just struck you as, wow, I didn't know that about Justice Thomas?
You know, I worked on Justice Thomas's confirmation back in 1991, and I've known him and have been very good friends with him for many, many years. So the way he described things, I knew a lot about his life, and I helped him on his memoirs. But in terms of his way of describing things or explaining things, that was what was really kind of struck me. And you mentioned my co-author, Michael Pack. I worked with Michael. This is a follow-on book to that wonderful documentary called Created Equal, which came out in 2020. And Michael directed that film, was the producer, and I worked with him on it. It was based on 25 hours of one-on-one interviews with Justice Thomas and 6 hours with Jimmy Thomas. And so when we made the movie and it was 2 hours long, you know, you basically were faced with all of this great discussion on all sorts of issues, that Justice Thomas was talking about on the cutting room floor. And so my thought was, let's gather all of this up into a book. And so it's a book-length interview of Justice Thomas that came out of that incredible documentary. So I'm excited the book's out and people can learn a lot more about Justice Thomas, you know, his life, his incredible life, but also his approach to judging, his relationships, as you said, one of them with Justice Scalia and how close he was with him. Also him calling out the left and their tactics and their policies and how they've destroyed communities and destroyed people. I'd urge your listeners to buy the book and learn a lot more about Justice Thomas if you don't know anything about him. To learn about him.
Right. And that's the point of this conversation is to give people a little bit of flavor of the book. And there are a couple of things that really stood out for me. First is the fact that Justice Thomas actually studied to be a seminarian at one time.
He did. You know, he was an altar boy in the segregated South and had a calling to go into the seminary, went to kind of a high school, did very well there. He was the first the first two black students to enter St. John Vianney Minor Seminary, it was called, right outside of Savannah. And then he went to the major seminary, Immaculate Conception, and he lost his sort of vocation. And part of that was connected up with sort of the race issues at the time and a seminarian who, when Martin Luther King was assassinated, said, good, I hope that SOB dies. And at that point, Justice Thomas says he lost his his vocation and left the seminary shortly after that.
The name of the book is Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in his own words, literally his own words. Mark Paoletta is the author, and he joins us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Mark, another interesting thing I heard, and I believe this was Sonia Sotomayor, who talked about how Justice Thomas is the only Supreme Court justice who knows the names of every single person working at the Supreme Court building and just goes out of his way to really be a caring and thoughtful person, contrary to what you might hear in the mainstream media.
Absolutely, Tom. Glad you brought that up. Justice Thomas is the nicest, most engaged person you'll ever meet. And one story from the book, he talks a little about in there. You know, he was went to a Catholic school that was run by Irish nuns. And those Irish nuns got older and they retired, and they were up in a convent up in a retirement convent up in New Jersey. And every single year, Justice Thomas and I would drive up for about 10 or 15 years after his confirmation and spend the day with the nuns. And there were probably about 80 of them. And the youngest one was in their 60s, and the oldest was 108 at one point. And he just would go, and he knew every single nun, you know, their history, their story. And that's time and time again, that's what he does. He knows, as Sotomayor said, Justice Sotomayor said, you know, from the janitor to the justice, he knows each person and their wife or their son or daughter and what they're going through. It's really amazing how he connects with people and cares about them.
Okay, one other final story, and folks, you got to read this book. It's just chock full of just really amazing stories about Justice Thomas. You wrote about the RV. I had no idea the Supreme Court justice was a big like RV guy.
It's so much fun. He's got a bus, and he goes out every summer with Ginny, and they've been to 40 states, all across America. And I've been on the bus a bunch, mostly when we're going to get, he needs to get fixed. And, you know, just a regular guy driving down the road, and we're going into a Walmart parking lot where we'll end up staying the night. We're going into stores, going into a Chick-fil-A or something like that. He's just a regular guy who, you know, just enjoying America. And loving America.
It must shock people. You know, you're pulling up in the national park, and you're setting up camp, and you turn around, and there's the Supreme Court justice getting out of the RV.
You know, sometimes people recognize him. A lot of times they don't, because they're not thinking in a park that they're going to see a justice. Right? So he would never tell them. And they'll have a conversation with him, and they'll hang out with them, and they won't know who he is. And other times, you know, they'll come up to him, "Are you Justice Thomas? Are you Clarence?" Yeah, some people tell me that. You know, yeah, you know, it's funny, but it's great treat to be out there. He knows how to fix that bus. You know, there's been breakdowns or something like that, and very handy with fixing the bus and that whole world. In fact, one last story: his mechanic, you know, who's down in Richmond, you know, Justice Thomas got to know him extremely well and was a friend of his. And I'd go down on some of those trips. That gentleman passed away last year in a tragic motorcycle accident. And Justice Thomas went to his funeral, went to his memorial service, where there were scores of, he was a motocross biker. And Justice Thomas went and spent the whole day there to honor his friend. And so that's a big part of his life. He loves being out on the road. He loves seeing America. And he particularly loves doing that with Ginny, his wife, every summer.
Well, Ginny's a dear friend of mine, and it was so great to see you interviewing her in the book as well. And folks, again, we could probably do an entire hour on this, but we want people to go and buy the book, read the stories, and be inspired and get to know one of the most influential members of the highest court in the land. So, Mark, congratulations on this great new book.
Thanks so much, Todd. Thanks for having me on.
All right. That's Mark Paoletta, ladies and gentlemen. He and Michael Pack wrote this incredible book about Justice Clarence Thomas, Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in His Own Words. It is worth the read. It's worth the read just for the part about the RV experience. I mean, the idea that you've got, you know, a Supreme Court justice driving down the highway in a Winnebago, that's pretty awesome. It's America. All right, got to take a break. We're going right to the phones when we come back here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. By the way, no doubt about it, after Roe, America is never going to be the same. And that's good news. All this week, Greta Van Susteren's on Newsmax looking at America after Roe. So you can find out how abortion will change the 2022 and 2024 elections, the implications for President Trump, and a lot more. Greta on at 6 o'clock Eastern every weeknight with her brand new show, The Record, with Greta Van Susteren. She leads a great lineup on Newsmax with Rob Schmidt and Eric Bolling. Millions are making the switch to Newsmax. It's on all major cable and streaming platforms. And you can also download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. You can watch it anytime, anywhere. So tune in to Newsmax tonight and every day. Make the switch to Newsmax. Let's go to the phone lines. Lanny in Memphis, Tennessee on KWAM. What's on your mind, Lanny?
Hey, Todd. Thanks for all you do. I just want to ask you a quick question. I've heard a lot of people when mentioning rights in the Constitution, or specifically the Second Amendment rights, they talk about our right to defend ourselves or hunt or whatever. How come no one's ever brought up the preamble to the Bill of Rights? If you read it, it states clearly these rights were further added to further limit the power of the government. So before you read any of those rights, simply say, to limit the power of the government, we give you the right to free speech. To limit the power of the government, we give you the right to keep and bear arms. It's only there for one reason. It's not, well, I guess it is a hunting license. It's just not for deer. It's there to make sure that what has happened in the last century of almost 200 million people worldwide being murdered by their own despotic government, and those are Amnesty International's numbers, not mine, doesn't happen here. They can't get away with but so much before we stand up.
Lanny, that's a really good point you're making, Lanny. And you're right. I mean, if people would just take the time to read the answers are right there in front of your eyes. But, Lanny, they don't want to read. They want to reinterpret the Constitution for modern America, and they just ignore. And, look, people do it at church all the time. They just ignore parts of the Bible they don't want to follow.
This is true. But I think people like you that educate, they always said Ronald Reagan's greatest thing was he was the great communicator. If people are given the proper, accurate information, the voters can be trusted if the elections are fair. But if they're fed nothing but pablum, propaganda, then they don't know. So folks like you that get the word out, thank you for doing it. People do listen, and they do repeat what you say to other people. And that's how we're going to save this country if there's any hope.
Well, you're kind to say that, Lanny. And by the way, I was in the market the other day and heard someone say, Jeezaloo. And I thought, oh, they must be listening to the show.
it bleeds in. Not often, but it bleeds in.
But, you know, Lanny, it's and again, they don't teach this part of history in American classrooms anymore. But that's why the American Revolution started. The first fight was literally over gun ownership, going all the way back to 1775 when the British they sent troops up to Lexington and Concord, and their assignment was to collect every weapon because they knew that if they could confiscate all the guns, then it was going to be a lot harder for the Minutemen to fight. And that's why they did it. And again, this is not taught in American public schools, and it's a shame. When you read the early writings, and I recommend people check out David Barton's work, when you read the early writings of our founding fathers, it was very clear this was not about going hunting for deer, Lanny, as you pointed out. As a matter of fact, I want to read a quote here. This is from Richard Henry Lee, who is a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He says, to preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when young, how to use them. So to your point, there was a lot more to that Second Amendment than going and hunting deer.
You got it. Thanks for your work, John.
Lanny, thanks for listening to KWAM, and invite your neighbors to tune in. And we do try to learn a few things every now and again around this joint. Grace Baker, I still can't get over the fact that Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is driving around the country in an RV.
Isn't that funny to imagine?
I love it.
It's quite the image.
You're
the
most down
America
the,
image ever.
You got to be careful who you're standing behind in the checkout line at the Walmart.
This is true. You never know.
You never know. By the way, I was true. I was driving back from Mobile, Alabama, and it's a straight shot up, you know, through the state of Mississippi.
Sure.
Where I do appreciate the speed limit is 70 miles an hour or 80, as the case may be. But it was great seeing. I saw a lot of Trump signs.
Really?
Down in Mississippi.
It's Alabama. Oh, Mississippi.
It's
sorry.
Mississippi, yeah. Yeah.
Still, in the Bible Belt, in the South, there's a lot of Trump supporters out there, especially when you get on the highways.
And there's a big restaurant right outside of Jackson. I'm going to have to find this. It's I think Barnwell's. It's a big barn.
Okay.
And they were closed on Sunday. And
as they should.
Yes, because there was a giant cross. And like when a giant cross, like a giant cross, like
yeah.
7 or 8 stories tall.
Wow.
I got to figure out what that place
can't
is all about.
Can't miss it.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. All right, coming up tomorrow, we're going to be jumping back into this Arizona gubernatorial race. Crazy, crazy story going on there. So we're going to get to the bottom of that. We've already spoken to Carrie Lake. We're going to be speaking to her opponent on tomorrow's program. So that's going to be a fun conversation, and we want you to join us for that. Also, new polling data out. Joe Biden, 18%. 18% approval rating across America. And there is a lot of concern that this may be it for Joe Biden, that there's no way that he's going to be able to pull off a reelection bid at all, especially when you've got Joe Biden out there. Can't even remember to say God bless America. This is President Biden yesterday in Washington.
Thanks.
God bless America.
Okay. And
God bless America. Thank you.
He couldn't say.
May God protect our troops. Thank
It's unfortunate, but you know that's there you go. And the vice president is not much better. And I don't know what her excuse is. She's just a moron. I mean, she's nowhere near the age where she should be dealing with the things that Biden is dealing with. Hey, by the way, folks, if you have not already done so, head over right now to todstearns.com. We have some great, great opportunities and deals for you. All of my books are now available on the website, including Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. If you want to know what's happening in America right now, you got to read that book. I mean, we just lay it all out there. And it is a solid read and will really help equip you for what's about to happen in America. And, of course, the newest book is our devotion book, our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. Lady came up Sunday and said, I love that book. And she bought a couple of more to give to her friends. So we really like her. All right, folks, get out there. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.